K550 Pasuk Zayin Yachbisu Oilois Tamnu Chefes Michupas the Kedavish Velev Amoik. This pasuk is good stuff here. There's a lot of interesting things to speak about in this pasuk. The words are unique. Now, first of all, this is going to be a big machlokes as to the correct years. So if you look over here in our pasuk, it says on page 550 pasuk Tamnu Vetov Tamnu. You look in Rashi. Rashi has Tomnu, he has a Tes. And not only is there a different letter that also translates into being a different pronunciation, different Nikud, which is quite a chiddush that there should be such a difference, a different tradition as to what is the correct word, and with whatever the correct letter, it automatically changes the Nikud. That's not so common. When you have every so often in the Minhag Shai over here as well, he tells us both Girsos, is where you have a dilemma as to what is the correct letter. But usually, even when there's a dilemma, the correct letter does not. The Nikud is the same. The Nikud, there are two different Mesiras. There's the Mesira telling you what the letters are, and then you have a Mesira of what is the Nikud of the vowels. Is it a Patach? Is it a Komas? Is it a Shva? And here, it's a major disagreement. Is it Tamnu? Tamnu comes from the word Tam, to complete, finished. It's over. There's nothing more that needs to be done. Versus the word Tamnu, which is a Hatmana, which is concealment. It is buried very, very deep. Okay, on every single Matseva, Pei Nun. What does Peinun stand for? Po Nitman. Some people say Nikbar, buried. I'm not sure that's accurate. It's Nitman. Rav Menachem is in the business. What? Different opinions. Some Taka say that in Nikbar? Okay, I don't know. Either it's Nikbar. English is not a riot. English is not. You can't really. Can we arrive from this?
No, because
you're saying good mayor. So you're saying the reason why it's not spelled out is because you want to give many possibilities. You want to open up. Yes, you're suggesting the reason why it's bedafka. Why? How come you never saw a matzev that has it spelled out? So you want to suggest that it's because you want to open it up to multiple possibilities. It's not just one. The word kavura has many. It's a very deep word. What does it mean to be kavur? Or what does it mean to be nitman? Has more like a trias, like a right trias amesim. It just is put away for safekeeping. For safekeeping, you put your money. It's guaranteed by the FDIC.
You don't say shloshim v'shalosh. So what is lachbom?
Right. Why? So there must be. You're right. I don't know. There must be something to it.
The Kohen is mainly
a mark for mainly Tumah, right? The Kohen Shalom become Tame. But there are other reasons, other Kabbalistic reasons why we have a Matzeva.
I wanna mention something. It's very interesting that in Eretz Yisrael most of the Matzevas are flat. Mm-hmm. So if it's for Kohanim, it makes sense to show the area where the caver is. When you make a vertical Matzeva, it's only good if you don't have a rim around it. It doesn't really show you where.
It's true. You're saying good. So why talk? What's that mean? I once asked someone. Someone told me the reason why they have the matzevos are standing is because in America there are a lot of rodents, and when they have flat matzevos, it enables the rodents to go underneath, to burrow underneath, and they live underneath there.
They do it by standing also.
Standing? No, it's not probably. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. That's what I was once told.
I saw the rabbits or whatever. It
makes no difference. Okay, it could be. Now, the truth is, today there's a lot. Today in Eretz Yisrael, if you notice the news.
The reason they make it is because they didn't want animals or people to dig it out. You see in the Yerushalayim, right after they bury someone, they will put down the cement right away. No, they put down the cement because
there are different ways they do things. There are different techniques. Whatever it is. Okay, this is not a morbid topic for Lag V'Ohr. Different techniques. But I've seen a lot in Beit Shemesh, what they do like the traditional flat, and then at the end they have it stand up. It's become like a hybrid. There's a lot in Eretz Yisrael now, a lot of hybrids, is where they have it flat, and then it comes up a shtickle. Right? You've seen a lot of that, especially in the American, the Anglos, they can't get away from the vertical. So they do the flat, and then they have a shtickle, a little vertical, they put the name. It's getting pretty common.
All the rabbis put vertical because it's easier to read for people.
Maybe that's the reason why. Oh, you're saying very good. So maybe that's the reason why in America they have it standing. I don't know. Whatever it is. But in any event, the word, how we're getting really way off track, po pein don, po nit mon. Here the person is put away for safekeeping. Means to put away, to put away for safekeeping. Nikbar, right, hatmana is you surround it, you keep it warm. You surround it. Hatmana, it's interesting. Hatmana in Shabbos, it's like a little different connotation. There it always means, you're keeping it warm, and you're
insulation.
Insulation. It's interesting, that's not really what the word tamu means. Tamu means to put away. Tamu, it's put away for safekeeping for a later purpose. The word nitman on a kever has a connotation, this is just temporary. Po nitman, the body is just, it's temporary, it's only put here for safekeeping. Soon there'll be tchias hamesim and the person will come out. Nikbar, buried. Oh, so there it says, the nits, there it's also, why did he say the word nitman? Right, there it says, yeah. All right, so this is a big topic, I don't know, but it's relevant because we really need to understand what the word really means in order to appreciate this pasuk. There's a major machlokes between the Bali Mesora as to the correct spelling and the pronunciation of the word. And that will have relevance to this pasuk. And this pasuk is a very powerful pasuk, and it's you know, we discussed last week that there are three mahalchim in this mismar. Either we are describing the story of Daniel Ish Chamudos, or we are describing the story of Haman trying to destroy the Jewish people. Not so much Mordechai v'Esther, but really focusing more on the wickedness of Haman HaRasha, or Shaul, not necessarily Shaul, but Shaul's people, Shaul's deep state, his people that were trying very hard to eliminate David HaMelech. So the subject is wicked people. That is clearly, everyone agrees on that prat. We're dealing with wicked people. What are these wicked people doing? The common denominator is they're searching for pretexts. They're searching for a technique, a way to cleverly eliminate their target. If it's Haman, the target is Mordechai. If we're dealing with the story of Daniel, it's the people, the court. It's the deep state, or not even the deep state, the people, the administration of Nebuchadnezzar, who is jealous of Daniel and trying to eliminate him. If we're dealing with Shaul, it's Shaul's evil men, Doeg, Achitofel, who are trying very hard and cleverly to find pretexts, to find excuses, techniques, ways to undermine and to openly eliminate, destroy their target. So Yach Pisu means they have a think tank. You ever hear that think? People go, what are you doing in the summer? I once asked one of my relatives, I'm working for a think tank. So I said, what do they do? What are you doing in the think tank? What, do you go into a tank like with the fish? Thinking, let's honest, what do you do in a think tank? You sit around the table and you talk? What is this, a think tank? I don't know. It couldn't really explain to me what they do. You figure out, what are they doing? They have all these people. They work for they get paid $1 million to do what? A think tank. What does that mean exactly? You do research? What do you do? You type on Google and you're gonna solve all the world's problems? Okay, it's very, very funny, these think tanks. You hear in the news, you'll always hear about, he's retiring from his job, he's joining a think tank. What does that mean? Some of them are good. Okay, if they're good, I take it back. Okay, but they, this is what they're searching for, possibilities of oilos. Oilos here does not mean a carbon oila, far from it. It comes from the word avla. Avla, in the plural form, isn't the haloi davar that a carbon oila? An oila has the same shoresh as the word, as in the, this word over here, oilos, which means for sins, iniquity. You want to suggest that a carbon oila is coming to be mechaber, to come to be an oilos, oilos b'loshen rabin. And oilos here means multiple, it's the same word. Isn't it the same word? It's the same exact word. Oilos. Right. That's right. Pretexts. Pretexts. Or, I mean, it can mean, there's a whole range. There's a whole range of either looking for you know, excuses. An ila is an excuse. Or, I think, but more accurately, it means a sin. Ah, we chapped him. You want to go, you have an opponent, a political opponent, and oh, we got him. He didn't pay his parking ticket. Gotcha. You didn't pay your parking ticket. Okay, we chapped you on taxes. You didn't pay, you know, there was some, they caught you on some legal loophole. You didn't pay enough taxes. There's always, you can lock up anyone. Anyone, ain't tzaddik b'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yecheta. You can chap anyone or anything. You go through a fine comb of the person's finances, you're pulling from 10 years ago, you'll find, we got you on something. So is it a haloi davar that a carbon oila? The oilois, plural, oilois, and this word over here, it's exactly the same spelling. Okay, you want to add a vav, not a vav. Oilois, al-choir, it's the same thing, it's the same, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe the vav there is, maybe by a carbon oila, maybe the vav is only a vowel. It's not the part of the shoyresh. Maybe that's the difference. Over here, the vav l'cha'oyre is the shoyresh. It's avla. A carbon oila. Maybe you can say the vav is not avel. And maybe you want to say the carbon oila. The vav is not the shoyresh. The vav is just a cholam. It's a vowel. So then in a chanami, it's not the same word at all. They have nothing in common. Al. A carbon oila. Maybe you can say it's al. It's above. It's something that you bring to the to you. You send up. You send up to Hashem. Hashem, who is Al, who is above. Okay, maybe you can say that it's not the same word. Yeah. Is the vav a vowel?
It's a lot bigger stretch.
Or is a vav part of the root? If you want to wax homiletic, we always like to say that many times you have words and words go 180 degrees. And if we go 180 degrees, a carbon oila is mechaper. A carbon oila is mechaper on hirhurei halev. An oila, even though it's not directly a form of atonement, but Chazal say a carbon oila is mechaper on machshavos rois and also on a bittel mitzvos asay. Person forgot to say kriya shma one night, so you bring a carbon oila. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the carbon oil is mechaper for, but there's no technique to be mechaper for a bittel of a mitzvah saseh. But Chazal say that's really the purpose of a carbon oil to a degree. So you want to then go say 180 degrees, that it's not a coincidence that these two words are related, because on the one hand it means an avera, on the other hand it means an atonement from an avera. Which is that concept of going 180 degrees on words we have very, very often. It's very, very common. All right, that's a side point. Now, tamnu. Okay, so over here, the wicked people are trying desperately, oilois tamnu. Now, let's take both translations. And I'm going to read the Mepharshim, because the Mepharshim are very, there's not much to read in the Mepharshim, it's going very quick. The either it means that they finished. Let's learn according to the way we have in our girsa with a tov. It means complete. Tam v'nishlam. They have finalized. Your compassion never runs out. It means complete. And according to this interpretation, that's where the Mitzvah is going to learn, is they have put the final touches on their plan. They have spent an enormous amount of time, effort, money, and devoted resources to come up with a plan to take out their target, and they have completed all. It's complete. This is the plan. This is the plan of what we're going to do. And now, what comes next? Now everyone has to be sworn to secrecy. No one is allowed to know about the plan. So there are two parts of the conspiracy. Okay, you have to go and have a plan of what you're going to do. This is conspiracy 101. If you want to, okay, you have to have a plan, and after you have a plan, you have to tell everyone who's part of the plan. They have to be sworn to secrecy. No one is ever allowed to know what we're about to do. That, in essence, is what it says here, according to the Mitzvah David, Yachbisu Oilais. They seek out a pretext, a cause, a siba. Basically, it means a technique. And then Tamnu, they finish Chefes Michupas, which means they finish their plans. They finish searching. When it means here a plan, and it means a very sophisticated plan which involved research and seeking out the perfect crime, to commit the perfect conditions. When this person will be in this location at this point and this time, they search for a way, a method, a technique, in order to achieve their ila, their goal. And then comes part two. Everyone is now in place, and now everyone is sworn to secrecy. V'kerev ish v'leiv amayk. This is all in the depth of man and in a very deep heart. Now kerev, we'll see over here, one of the farshim says something very beautiful what this means. Kerev means, look at the rid. On page 550, the Perush HaRid, the Kerev Ish, HaMachashava Amuka Shel Adam Yikore Kerev. It's a good thing to know, to keep in your arsenal of vocabulary. When you come across the word Kerev Leiv in Tanakh, in Davening, you come across this every so often. The word Kerev means extremely deep thought. It's deep, deep down inside. No one even knows about it. Maybe you don't even know about it. It's like a person's subconscious. You're deep people, you know, that's what the whole, everyone, this is a big thing, everyone, why do people behave in certain ways? Everyone is trying to go deep into their deep subconscious to understand what happened to them earlier in their life that molded and affected them, and the rest of their life, they're on a mission, they don't even know themselves. That's very, very deep inside.
Same letters as Kemper, very deep.
You're saying very good. Kevil, now the truth is, this stuff they bury today, people 6 feet. It's not even true. This, it used to be the much shallow grave. The graves in the time of Chazal were very shallow. You have all the whole story of a grave. What's the kakaf game? They plow over a shallow grave. Beis HaPras, the Beis HaPras. What are you talking about? At Beis HaPras today, they bury someone 6 feet underground. There are no bones. You go and take a machareisha, a plow, and you plow over a field. You're not going to go dig up the body. Come on.
It does come up. Even from 6 feet down.
Yeah?
It moves up.
Really? It's hard to believe that. 6 feet is pretty far down. Truth is, they don't bury people today 6 feet down. It's less. The graves today are less than 6 feet. They're not so. I don't know. The depends on the state. There are different laws, different states. And they don't. Not everyone follows the law anyway. The people do whatever they want to do anyway. But who's going to come to complain? it's not right. Shallow. There were shallow gates. Okay, so over here, so you're saying it's kerev. I don't know necessarily, but over here, kerev means machshav, that's deeply down inside. And in the context of this pasuk, according to the Rid, look at the Rid, the kerev, machshav amuka shel adam, adu yikari kerev, kumbo kirbam batem uli olam, kulaymar, hashlim ulasas lacha machshav amuka v'lev amuk, lachshav machshav esros v'al tamnu oneh. I don't know what he means. I really am not clear what he means, but I just wanted to borrow that part of what he says. And now let's look at the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs we could get an appreciation. The mitzvahs is learning the pasuk different than what the Rid is saying. The Rid is saying something a little bit different. Okay, we're not going to focus on the Rid at this moment, but let's focus on the mitzvahs, how he learns the pshat. It's a very difficult pasuk. And the Mitzvah Stavit itself is Pshat. I have to remember, the Mitzvah Stavit, he learned that we're dealing with Doniel. We're dealing with Doniel Ish Hamudos, not over here. Doniel dealing only with his enemies. The people that are conspiring to eliminate Doniel by slandering, by they first, they did all these strange things. Very sophisticated. They studied Daniel. We have to learn Daniel again to understand what's going on over there. They went to, they passed laws. They set him up. The whole story of Daniel is a very unique type of, you know, Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, is where Daniel was secure. He had, you know, he had his galus, and the people that worked for Nebuchadnezzar, they couldn't just take him out. They had to first legislate. They had to make laws. A new law. What's a new law? The only one that you're allowed to bow down to daven to is Nebuchadnezzar for 30 days. The whole law was total nonsense. It was only enacted in order to set up Daniel, because they knew he couldn't handle this. He would have to daven to Hashem. He couldn't go a day without davening three times a day. So they just made this law that for the next 30 days, the only one that you can pray to is the Nebuchadnezzar, for one purpose. They couldn't kill us, but Nebuchadnezzar, they just wanted to set up Daniel to fail. And they would have spies and cameras and intelligence watching Daniel like a hawk. And the second that they saw that he took his three steps back to Davin Shmona Esrei, he's arrested. He was arrested, and he's an enemy of the state. And he now, the law is, you're not allowed to pray, you Davin, you prayed, you now have to be, you have to be deported to the Goiv Aroyos Hotel, the Lion Hotel. The Lion Hotel, and they're going to eat you up. The whole thing was just, and in Golos, see, you live in a world, oh, it's just a civilized world.
The same thing happened with Hanan Mishol and Azariah.
The Kivshan, right, same thing. And there they went to the Kivshan Oish. It's a different technique. See, we're brought up, where they tell us there are only two techniques that the Goyim employ. One is, they want to outright kill us, outright incineration, Hitler Yimach Shmo V'Zichro. And then there is assimilation. Come, we're all going to be brotherhood. You're our friends. Come, let's all be together, one big happy family. And unfortunately, that's even worse to a degree. Is the assimilation in the United States is 75%. It's unbelievable. Come, you can be all like us. Come out of the ghetto, join us. So that's what we're taught. We're taught there are two different types of ways that the Goyim try to attack us. There's really a third way, at least a third way, and that is the story of Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, where we're living, we mind our own business, they're not trying to kill us, and there is no assimilation. We're separate. We're part of society, but we're separate. And they see they can't. They can't do anything to us. They can't kill us openly. And assimilation doesn't work for everyone. So what do? They legislate. They pass laws. You have to teach in yeshiva nonsense. You have to walk around with pronouns on your collar. You have to go do things that are kineged kol ha-toyra kula. All for what purpose? Okay, to set us up. To set us up because they know there's no way we're going to be able to fulfill these conditions. And that will thus be a pretext to bring to light the Jewish problem in this world. It's a problem. There's a class of people in this world that are not conforming to the norms of society. There's a new world order, a new way of doing things. You have to eat shirotzim, and you have to have, everyone has to share the same bathroom, and everyone has to do this mishikas, and if you don't conform and show the diversity and have in every classroom people who knows what, all these crazy mishikasim, guess what?
They write about you in the New York Times.
You can't get federal funding. You write about, look, they're an open violation, and all these people, they're getting benefits from the government. Every single person, you walk down the street, you're getting a benefit from the government. this is not the way we do things in this country. This is not the way we do things. So we joke about it. We think, oh, they're not really targeting us. We're not in the news. They're not targeting. Well, they're targeting Christians. Who do you think is going to come next? Christians, that's already open public congressional hearings. Mamish Bifarhesia. Mamish Bifarhesia. What? So what's the difference between the Christians and us? You don't see the handwriting on the wall. Okay, openly, the congressional hearings, this is not a make-believe conspiracy theory. They admit they have FBI agents, secret operatives in churches, listening to what they're darshing, what they're preaching. Certain ones. Well, they're not going to come for us. You don't think we're next? Okay, we're next. It's scary stuff. It's serious. And you'll say, no, they don't really care about us. Everything that happens in this world is legal. That's emunah. Everything that happens in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. We are the Am HaNivchar. We're very, what's a good word? For everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the chosen nation. And everything that happens in this world is Hashem is speaking directly to us and telling us, you see look what's going on in the world? Watch out. You have to do teshuvah. Everyone knows what they have to do. Every person is unique. Every person has their weaknesses. And everyone in their heart knows what they personally need to do to improve, to do teshuvah. And to listen to the messages. There are messages being sent out to the entire world. So here we have in this pasuk, we have over here these people. This is the third technique. They're not going to kill us directly. They're not going to assimilation, Baruch Hashem. You have safeguards. You have our own little invisible ghetto, Baruch Hashem. It's mamash. You know, Klal Yisrael today is Baruch Hashem, very, very strong. They're very strong. They have their own little ghetto, own community. But yet the goyim, either consciously or subconsciously, are very, very jealous, and we see a lot of doniel in today's day and age, where they don't like how the Jews concentrate, how they focus on yadus, and they enact, legislate things, yachpisu oilois, they seek out pretexts, and skip the next word. And they complete their plans. They complete their searching for the perfect way for the perfect crime. And then what do? And then the karev ish v'leiv amoik. They instruct one another. Everyone quiet, secret. We're going to go and proceed. And execute our plan with the ultimate secrecy. No one will ever know about this. Let's look at Mitzugas, how he says in Shana Pasek, Yachbesu, Hayu Mechapsim. They were searching. They were reading all of the novels. They were reading all the science fiction books and all these movies which have very good, interesting plots. Truth is, the plots of those science fiction books really come from real life. All the conspiracy books are taken from real life. Limso alila lahamiso to kill Daniel, v'chasher tamu esachipus. When they finished their search, shahayu mechapsim umatzu ho'etza. That's a very important word that the Mitzvah David has added to the Pshat and the Pasuk. When they finished finding the perfect plan, the perfect plan of action, counsel what to do. Hoya, here's where we come, called Echad, each person part of the plan, Mastira Bikirboy Be'oimek Halev. Each person that was a partner in this crime hid deep, deep in their heart, Leval Yargish Mi, no one should ever find out what we're about to do. Okay? This is describing mamish exactly what goes on in governments. You know, people don't want to hear about these things, and people don't believe you on these things.
When there are confirmations, right? They dig and they dig even before there was an internet. They dig into your college yearbook, your high school yearbook.
They find the weakness.
Yeah. Looking for something.
They find the weakness. They find in a person a weakness, and they exploit that weakness, and it's coordinated with a perfect, with precision. And there's another very important part, and that if you look into some of these things that people don't want to talk about, it's amazing how David hit the head on the nail. The second part of the pasuk is almost more important than the first part of the pasuk. The secrecy that is necessary to execute a plan that has been devised is critical. Otherwise, the whole thing will fall apart. 1, 2, 3. It's the kerev ish v'lev amoik. Those are two terms which mean it is a deep, deep, deep secret as to what the real plan is. The pasuk here says there's three words: yachpesu, chayfes, michu, pos. Three times it says that word. Three times. There is a very search, which basically means a very sophisticated, deep plan.
Thorough
plan. And the plan is tamnu. It is complete. It is perfect. It is airtight. There are no open ends. And what's the whole purpose of this plan that has no open end? It's all oilois. In order to find a pretext to set up an individual for failure. You're setting someone up for failure. Now, you can have the best plan that is brilliant, but if someone knows about it and it's exposed, then it's worthless. It has to be a secret. The kerev ish v'lev amoik. Okay? There are a lot of, to me, this is like science fiction, like I told you. The people in today's day and age, you can go talk about all the Meshugoyim out there, V'gam ani b'soicham, people who talk about the Titanic, people talk about Kennedy, people talk about, what are all the good conspiracies? What? Landing on the moon. Is the even the Earth? Is the Earth flat or round? Okay? It's also right. All the Meshugoyim. V'gam ani b'soicham. They have very good kashas. They have mamish moiridika kashas. The answers, I don't know what the answers are. You gotta be normal also. I'm all, make believe you're normal. But sometimes you watch on YouTube some of their kashas. It's like really good, like Lamash, like one kash I really liked. After the plane's 9/11 crashed into Twin Towers, some of the media outlets, the more not so well-known media outlets, they right away interviewed people on the street. Immediately. What did you see? And we saw a plane go into the town. We saw a plane. So today, 20 years later, they try desperately to track down these people who they interviewed. They interviewed people on the street, some of these not so well-known media. Who are the people they interviewed? You know, today this facial recognition, they work. Ask around. They can't find any of these people. And the ones that they found, turns out, I don't know if they have been mavar this, were actors. What? What? What does that mean? You're trying to right away get, listen, everyone saw planes go in. I was like, what's going on over here? They ask questions. You know, they make people. I'm just telling you an example. Of this pasuk, when you want to talk about, write a novel, fiction, on conspiracy, it's an amazing pasuk. Because this is mamish. This is what I would do. There are three words over here: yachbesu, chayfes, michupas. Three words are repeated three times. Three words. You have to do a thorough plan.
Yeah.
And the plan is tamnu, with a tav. It is complete. It is airtight. For what? To set up someone to fail. For an elah. And that's not enough. You need there to be secrecy. Perfect secrecy that no one should leak the information, otherwise the plan will unravel. This is mamish what the Mitzvah David says. We got to read the words one more time over here. Hayu mechapsim, they were searching, linsoi, to find alila, a pretext, lahamisoi, v'chasher tamu esachipus, shahayu mechapsim, umotsuho etzo, and when they finished finding the exact plan that was necessary to succeed in this goal, what's part two that is extremely critical? Hayu kol echad mastira bikirboy, everyone would hide deep down, but oimek halev, what they're going to do, lebal yargishmi, no one should find out. If you read how the military works, in the military, you know, sometimes soldiers don't like, and Eretz Yisrael, they have a lot of the problem with Eretz Yisrael, religious, this is a technique, I once read about this, in the military, you know, you have to do very controversial missions. You have a head of state that gives an order, you have to take out a certain enemy, and who says the soldiers, you can trust them? Mm-hmm. Who says? How do you know when you go and you tell special force, I want you to go kill this, you know, you may be starting World War III. If you go and you launch a drone to go kill Putin, right? Okay, you're going to tell me I should go sit by the controls and take out a head of state? I should be the one that's going to trigger World War III? How do you trust? How do you trust if you have a soldier? How do you trust a soldier? So the technique is you have plans that are done that are very, very, in the military, this is what they do, that are very controversial and very, you have to separate components of the plan.
What they do in intelligence is to compartmentalize.
Compartmentalize.
One part doesn't know.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't know. So each one doesn't even know how what he is doing, how it affects what's going to happen. That way the person, the soldier, is innocent. I had no clue that by me pressing this button, this is going to happen. I had no idea. Because if I knew that idea, I don't want to be in my places. I would run away. So you have many people there. Each one does their thing. It's designed in such a fashion. And the truth is, they talk about this. People, you know, people who have done certain missions for the government that were very, very frightening, they tell you that we didn't know what we were doing. We did our job. We didn't really understand that our job, there's a puzzle, fits with this, and that way it gets done.
It's the same they do when the firing squads.
Right, there are many people.
They show five bullets and five blank bullets.
Right. No one knows who's the one. Who's the one who did it?
They just pull the trigger.
I didn't hear that. So everyone honestly doesn't know from the other. That's part of the plan. It's the keravish v'leiv amoik. Okay, it's not saying like that, but in order for a plan to succeed, a complicated plan to succeed, it must be a very big secret, even amongst themselves. Even they themselves do not know what's going on. This is the Mitzvah. Now, Rashi says something totally different. Rashi was not a conspiracy theorist. Rashi says, Yachmasu oilois, mivakshim alilois, kimoy shenemar, havoy v'ayin, ila, we did this before, hash kocha lidonil, they were looking, they were searching for a pretext in order for Daniel to be eliminated. Tamnu. So notice here, Rashi, like we said before, does not have a tov. Rashi has a tes. Gesundheit. Tamnu, they buried. Okay, over here in the parentheses, he writes over here, Kain, who be mixas sefarim, bilibam. So Rashi adds in, they hid. It doesn't mean it was complete. It doesn't mean the plan was complete. It means they hid in their heart what they wanted to do. V'lo gilu daitam es chefes halila. They did not reveal the desire of the halila hamichupas al yadam that was being sought through them. The kedev machshavaysam v'omik liban. It's really the same idea. It's really just the way he's translating the words. The kedev ish kol ish mehem kol echad v'yachad taman machshavtei. Okay, it's really saying the same idea, but instead of saying that the plan was complete, instead of dividing the pasuk into two parts, according to the Mitzudas, we divided the pasuk into two parts. Yachpisu, oilois, tamnu, chefes, michupas. They sought out pretexts, and the plan was complete and ready to go, period. Part two. Now everyone had to be sworn to secrecy. The Karavish, the Lev Amoik. According to Rashi, you break up the pasuk differently. Yachpisu oilois. We're searching for a pretext. Period. And now everything, the rest of the pasuk is all part of the same theme. Tamdu, they hid each participant, each member of the plan who tried to take out Daniel, who tried to take out Mordechai, who tried to take out David. All of them, they hid deep in their hearts their desire, what they want to do to David. And according to Rashi, there are many more words describing the depth of how deep inside of them they hid what they really wanted to do. It says, Tamnu, the word Tamnu is going back on the whole pasuk with a test. Tamnu. They push deep down into their heart the chefes michupas. That means their desire. Okay, it means they're searching. What they sought to do to David, to Mordechai, to Daniel, the Karavish, they buried deep down inside of their hearts, and the Lev Amoik, they're yearning to eliminate the individual that is the subject of the pasuk. He doesn't say, it doesn't mean that the plan is complete. It means it's just another way of describing their subconscious or their deep yearning to eliminate someone that they were jealous of. Look at the Minchashai in the bottom of the page, or page 551. Yachbisu oilois specific sephardim yakim yesh milas yachbisu. That's not the one. I want to go to the next one. Okay, go to the end of the line. Tamnu. Over here, the Minchashai says it should be with a tov, which means complete. Bidefus kadmoin. In an old edition, the gam b'mikra kesivas yad sephoradis. Kosov, it says with a tes. Tamnu b'tes kimutza komatz. Not tamnu, the patach and a tov, but a tes and a komatz, to. V'cheinu l'perush Rashi zal. Ul Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra v'radak b'tov pesucha. They have a patach. With a tov, uva mosoires hagidoyla. Okay, in the mosoires, tamnu gimel v'simin ha'im tamnu legvaya. Okay, there it says there are three places in Tanakh where you have exactly this word. That's the mosoires gidol, the mosoires gidoyla, and the mosoires kitana. And the mosoires gidoyla, it says if you want like a checksum in computers. When you send information, there are three places in Tanakh that this word appears exactly the way it is over here. Tamnu, Gimel, V'simen, and the way to remember how in Tamnu, Legvaya, okay, there it's with the Tav, Chas Hashem Kiloy Somnu. Okay, so he just points out that there are two different translations, and the Nafkamin over here is, I mean, it's the same basic idea, but that means how you're going to translate it. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. I'm sorry? Ha'im tamnu legvaya. Are we finished? Are to perish? Legvaya means who said by the slav? What does it say there by the miraglim? Ha'im tamnu legvaya. Mark, I don't know. I don't remember on the context of the pasuk. Ha'im tamnu legvaya. Who? Mi amar al mi? By the miraglim? Ha'im tamnu legvaya. Are we? Say it again? Yaakov.
He's saying that the word Vayigva means...
To perish. Yeah. Ligvoya. We're finished. Basically, is there any hope for us? I don't know the exact translation. I'm embarrassed to tell you that I don't know the exact translation. I don't know. Let's... Let's go to the next. Let's now move ahead. Okay, let's try to finish the parak, because we pretty much finished the basic gist of the whole parak. So to read up the psukim, Vayoyrem Elokim Chetz Pisoim, Vayoyrem Chetz Kama Pisoim Hoyu Ma Koisam. Basically, you put the break between the word Chetz and Pisoim. Even though, you know, in Tillim we always say that the trop, it's very, the way you bring up the psukim is not necessarily related to the Ta'amei Hamikra. It's the Ta'amei Emes. The Ta'amei Hamikra is different. In those three Sfarim, Emes Aleph is Ioiv, Mem is Mishlei, and Sof is Tilim. So I'm not exactly sure how the trap here goes, but Vayoyreim Hashem Elokim Chetz. Hashem shot at my enemies an arrow. In other words, the people Haman was eliminated. And Haman and the people who tried to kill Daniel were eliminated. And Doeg and Achitofel were eliminated. Today is the day, the Hebrew anniversary of when Yimach Shemoy V'Zichro Adolf Hitler commits suicide. So isn't it amazing? We're reading on this, understand this pasuk over here. Vayorem Elokim Chetz Pisoim Hoyu Makoisam. Their maka came upon them suddenly. Vayach Shiluhu. It's another conspiracy theory. What exactly happened to Hitler? Okay, a whole list. I'm an addict to conspiracy theories. You should know what I tell you about Meir Appeldorf. He's really, he works for the Shin Bet. He's a spy for the Mossad. You should see Meir's file. Vayachshiluhu olemo lishaynam. Their tongues cause them to stumble. Yisnoididu kol roevam. Everyone that looks at them in hindsight, everyone that looks at them now, they wag their head at them. They go, say, oh, these Rishoyim. They wag these Rishoyim, they're lowlives. In hindsight now, when they were caught, now the whole world mocks them. Their legacy has been tarnished. Okay? They're tarnished, their legacy. People, you ever read the news, people are trying, you know, they try to ruin people's legacies. It's a very big thing. They wanna. You think you're going to go down in history? It's very funny, these people, they're the top of the world, they're very concerned about what they're going to write about them in the high school history books. Their legacy, what did they accomplish? What did they achieve for this world? They were criminals. Some of them. Right? This is Vayachshilu Olemo. Olemo means upon them. Okay, and let's just read the Pesukim. Vayiru Kol Adam. When people witness, this is a principle that reappears over and over in Tanakh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu eliminates wicked people, the result is Yiras Elokim. When people acknowledge that Hashem is keeping score, He keeps score, and he, people that commit crimes with a big smile on their face, and they don't get away with it, and the day comes, maybe even another generation, and their crimes are revealed to the entire world, people who reflect upon this, they're overcome with terror, with fear, because they realize there is a God. When they witness Mida Keneged Mida, and that Hashem is keeping score, it's a revelation that there's a God, and they're filled with Yiras Elokim. That is always the goal. The goal is Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach Kiyim Liyire Oisai. At the end of the day, Hashem is watching, and there will be consequences, and there will be accountability, and you don't get away with anything. Not even the slightest, smallest Avera, there is going to be one day accountability. And when you see in the big picture, you see in the world, you see wicked people, they do things, and then they think they get away with it, and then all of the garbage is laid out on the table for the world to see, and you see what's going on. Vayiru kol adam vayagidu, they fear, mankind fears, vayagidu pal elokim, and they relate the deeds of Hashem. Hashem is keeping score, umaaseyu hiskilu, and they come to understand Hashem's deeds. Yismach tzaddik b'Hashem, at the same time the tzaddik rejoices in Hashem, v'chosa boy, and seeks refuge in Hashem, v'yishalalu kol yishur lev, and all of the upright of heart, they're going to rejoice. So the end of the pasuk of here, we talk about the tzaddik and the yishur lev, they will rejoice when they witness the wicked people getting what they deserve. Let's see the mitzvah of pasuk ches, test these psukim together. Pasuk ches vayarem v'soyif hadavar hoya. Sha'ashem hishlicham Hashem. Now, we're talking about Daniel. If you want to learn the context, is in reference to Daniel. The end of the story there was when they threw Daniel to the Gavel Arayos, and nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to Daniel. So what happened? Nebuchadnezzar threw the people, and Nebuchadnezzar saw that Daniel was a tzaddik. He saw what they really were doing, and he threw the entire, all of those people that were the conspirators, they were thrown into the Goyva Arroyos, and the lions feasted on their bodies. They were all killed. Haman, that was the difference, right? Haman. Hasoch. A different administration. That's the tragedy of Purim. The collateral damage of Purim is that Haman murdered, according to Chazal, he murdered Daniel. But in the Goyva, so he's saying, Yekasha, how could it be that over here, when it came to this glorious Goyva Royos, the Goyva Royos, a glorious miracle? I have here actually a save that has how many lions were there. There were hundreds of lions in this den of lions. And there was, there are very interesting midrashim describing exactly what happened to Daniel. It's just fascinating. And the miracle was so great. You're asking a very important question. How could it be that Daniel, he just like one day is walking down the street and someone just killed him like that, like with no glory? One day when Haman saw Daniel was ferrying information between Esther and Mordechai. What? Right, and they just killed him like nothing, you know, like got into a car accident. It wasn't that they just what? After all that, after the glorious miracle of the Goyva Royos was the front page news of the entire world, so you would think that Daniel would die, you know, a natural death, whatever, and he just dies like that. That's part of the Nisayon. It's a very great Nisayon. Look at Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he goes 10 nisyonos, the Akedah. Ato yodati ki reelu kimat v'lechosachtas binchas lichidcha sharaft, and Hashem says, I'm going to increase you. And he goes home, and what happens? Sarah just dies, just like that. Uneventful, no glory, she just dies. What? After all that, such a boring type of death? Would just like you know, like, oh, you know, just, you know, she just had a heart attack, she died. That's an incredible nisayon. It's an incredible nisayon that after, you know, they talk about that COVID, many Holocaust survivors died, many of them, people that mamish, they miraculously survived, miracle after miracle after miracle, they're able to survive the Nazis, they're able to survive the Russians, able to survive the Ukrainians, they're able to survive assimilation in America. Like I remember that, he was able to survive everything. And COVID, he couldn't survive. He got infected. He got COVID, and then 2 weeks later, he's dead. What? What? After what this person went through, he went through all of these nisyonos in life, and now COVID. There are a lot of survivors in COVID. Rahman al-Istan, there are a lot of people who didn't survive COVID. Okay, numerous people from community was hit almost the hardest from what happened out there in the world. They couldn't survive COVID? After all that? It's a very big nisayon. It's a very big nisayon in Hashkoch and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're saying really, really good, Mark, Daniel, he overcame the glorious miracle, and then just like that, the truth is with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was the same thing. They were thrown into a furnace, and they came out alive. And what happened the next day? They got a cold, they got the flu, and they died. As the Chazal say, they died right away. They died mamish a few days later. They died. What? After all that? after this glorious revelation that they survived, and then they just die from natural causes a few days later. Other people didn't die from natural causes. You know, you take your vitamins, you go to the doctor. What are the chances? Natural cause, they just died a few days later? It's all part of the Nisayon. It's to be makir, is that when Hashem wants, you live. When Hashem doesn't want, you don't live. It's not an easy thing to comprehend. But here in this, go back over to the Mitzvah Stogavir, but Pasuk Ches, V'yosef Adav HaDosh Hashem, the end was, Pasuk Ches, is that it was Midah K'neged Midah, the people who conspired against Daniel, they were thrown into the den of lions, and they were eaten up alive.
Their wives also, and their children.
I don't remember, there's a whole medrash, I don't remember the medrash, the whole story with them. They did not expect it. Their downfall came suddenly. That is a very important yisod. You see, wicked people, they disappear off the stage for reasons that no one ever expected. Just like that. Cuomo was a real tyrant. His power got to his head and started saying things and behaving and acting with incredible arrogance. How are you going to get rid of this guy? He's not going nowhere. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one person comes forward and attacks him, a son that's totally unrelated to all of his corruption, with what he did in the nursing homes, all the people that he killed in the nursing homes, and all of his gaiva, and a lot of scandals. One day, one woman comes forward and she issues a complaint, and that was it. The way he was instantly, mamish, in a moment, removed from office had nothing to do with all of his issues that antagonized many, many people. Many people did not like him. Many people, for all different reasons. And the reason why he was eliminated was for something that was totally unrelated. Pissoim! Torah, that is an incredible Muslim. Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. Keheref Ayin. And that's exactly, that's what it says over here. Pissoim. It says over here, Pissoim, Hayu Makoisam. Whoever would expect this? Pissoim. Out of nowhere. This is not what we thought. This is not the way it would go in a novel. In a novel, there would be a whole unraveling, a gansamaisa, you know. Hashem operates on a different level. Pisoim, their defeat came upon them. Mitzvah David suddenly, Daniel umakoisam ba pisoim kachetz, like an arrow, hamei miss out of nowhere. Pasuk tes. Now we're going back over here, not what I told you, like that piss sign, but here it boomeranged. It boomeranged upon them like Haman. Haman said, let's go set up the gallows for Mordechai. And who would imagine the next day Haman himself would be hanging on that very gallows, those gallows that he set up for Mordechai. Who says? Anyone that watches this, they wag their head with mockery. And everyone that observes what happened is overcome with fear. And they tell over the wonders of Hashem. Vayaskilu maasehu eich nilkedu b'shachas asher tamnu, and they are amazed at Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's wondrous and wise ways of how He brought of midah kineged midah. That's what Yisro said. Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzvot on the next page, in the Mitzudos, on the next page. VaHashem b'shus Hashem v'chasabo. Everyone will learn a lesson, and the lesson is going forward to seek refuge in Hashem. They praise themselves that they have now insight in understanding Hashem. Okay, the words are a little bit hard, not so easy to translate. We'll just go back, translate the words one more time, according to the Mesudas. We're going to finish up with the Rashi very quickly. Over here, Pasuk Cheskes, Vayori Melukim Chetz, Hashem shoots an arrow upon them. Pisoim, suddenly, Hayu Makoisam, are these wicked people, are they inflicted with a Maka, which brings about their demise. Pasuk Tes, Vayach Shiluhu Olemo Lishoinam. The people, they do themselves in. The word vayach shilu means a stumbling block. Upon themselves, lishonam. These people, they do themselves in. You don't have to do anything to any to an enemy. Usually, let the enemy do themselves in. That's what happens. Some, not all the time, but sometimes. You just let them go about their business, and they do themselves in, and when they end up doing themselves in, and the world looks on and observes what happened to them, the end is you're on the front cover of the daily news. Mockery. Mockery. Yis noididu kol roe vam. Everyone who looks at the front cover and sees the mockery that the world is making of these phony people, these phony shmonis, they just laughed them. They laughed them out. You really thought you can get away with this? You really thought? What were you thinking? Where does this come from? This arrogance, this incredible arrogance. That's really what it's about. And when people observe how foolish people they're delusional in thinking how great they are, and they don't think they're going to get caught in their crimes, it overcomes the person yira. Fear. You can't outsmart Hashem. Vayiru kol Adam. Every man fears Hashem. The subject of the word Vayiru means Hashem. Vayagidu, and people begin to talk. It becomes a topic of conversation. Vayagidu, and they discuss Po'al Elokim, the deeds of Hashem. Umaseu hiskilu, and people begin to comprehend the depth of Hashem's deeds. The subject of the word of Maaseu, according to the Mitzudois, is Hashem. Hashem's deeds, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mesabe B'kol HaSibois, and they have conversations. They begin to become aware of Hashem's wisdom, how Hashem has patience, Hashem waits for the right moment, and allows these wicked people to do themselves in. And when that happens, Yismach Tzadik B'Hashem, the Tzadik rejoices in Hashem, V'chosev, according to the Mitzudois, and going into the future. He learns a lesson, and going forward, he seeks refuge only in Hashem. Vayishalalu kol Yishrelev, and all the good people, they take pride in now embracing a way of life of having Yiras Elokim. Let's just read the Rashi, then we'll stop. Rashi here, very Rashi pasuches Vayoyrim Elokim Yoro Isam Lugav Arayos. Hashem threw them. I translate that Hashem shot an arrow. It's the same thing over here. But Hashem over here, he took the people who wanted to kill Daniel. They were thrown into the lion's den. Kilosiv Amar Malka, the king said, Vehaisiv, they were brought, Ligurv Raya, Ilech, Di Achalu Karitsohi Di Daniel. 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 Okay, so that means over here that the people who ate Karitsohi, snack, slander. Right? That's an expression. It's an expression that when you slander a person, you always do it over snacks. You have a little snack. You go. You have treats. You steal the children's treats, and you choose. So you sit down by. You know. You go to a little restaurant. You look. You ever go? You go to a restaurant. You look around. Go to what's it called on the corner over here? What's the restaurant called over here? On the corner. The corner. You look at people, they're all saying that they're shushking. What are you guys talking about over here? What are you talking about over here? What's going on here in this restaurant? What are you people at this table talking so quietly about? It's an expression that when you want to slander someone, when you want to conspire, you do it over food. You have a little meal. That's why people they go on dates. They go on dates. They have something to eat. They're conspiring to get married, to commit a crime. Okay, so there's a it's an expression. You go and you slander what's called achalu karitzohi. You eat a snack. It also means to wink. Okay, what do you mean? The people that slandered against Daniel, do you know, was the entire plot. At the end of the story of Daniel, the plot was exposed. And it was revealed what they were planning all along. Ulagoiv ar yovosa rimo, and the Nebuchadnezzar gave the command, ka'asher osa kein ye'ose loy. The end of the story of Daniel is an incredible story. Because what it says over here, Pasuk Zayin, Yachbisu Tamnu Chefes Michupas. This was the most elaborate conspiracy plan ever, and at the end of the day, it was revealed to the world. And not only was it revealed, there was accountability, and the people that were involved in this terrible crime were punished. See, the truth is, it's very interesting today. Today in the world we live in, even if you will prove, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you would prove. I'm telling you nonsense now, but I just want to bring in a point. Let's say you would prove they never went to the moon. Let's say I can prove to you 100% beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was a hoax. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. The history books have been written. Any world event that has happened throughout the last 100 years, any event that is in the history books, whether it's small or big, it doesn't matter. It does not make a difference if I can prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that what is written in the history books, I'll prove to you with the greatest proof ever that it never happened. Pick anything you want, big or small, any narishkeit or any major thing, I will prove to you that it never happened. It's a big lie. It doesn't make a bit of a difference. Because the history books have already been written. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore what the reality is. It's already been written. You cannot undo it. You cannot. So it's a total waste of time to try to disprove conspiracies. It's a total waste of time. It's a $1 million industry to go a million about Kennedy. Who shot Kennedy? Okay, $1 million industry. It's such a waste of time. It's nothing more than pure entertainment. It's pure entertainment. Because even if you will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt whatever mishagas you want to put into your head, whatever, it doesn't matter. The books are written. The end. The tell of the story of Daniel is that if you learn the way we learned that Mitzudos, is that Daniel, that they had a plan to kill Daniel. Yachbisu Tamnu Chefes Michupas. And they were all sworn to secrecy. The Karavish, the Leva Moik. And they succeeded. They did what they did. No, at the end, Daniel didn't die. All right, a miracle. He didn't die. You'll find the reason why he didn't die. You're going to be able to turn the tables and expose the conspiracy and hold them accountable? That they should be executed? Impossible. Impossible. It is totally impossible. And yet, it happened. They were accountable. The Nebuchadnezzar took all of these people who had the plan of the perfect, perfect crime, and he held them accountable, and he killed them all. This is unprecedented. It never happened before, and it can never happen again. Because once the books are written, you see from studying history, you can never undo a narrative that has been established. And it becomes a new metzias. That's the way the world works. That's the way. Who discovered America? Columbus discovered America. Don't tell me otherwise. Don't go give me chidushim. This one really came first. This one. It doesn't make a difference. It's already been written in history. That's the way the world works. And yet, over here, this powerful concept, Yachbisu, Tamnu, Chefes, Mechupas, and Vikaravish Velev Amar, they're sworn to secrecy, and they got away with it. They threw him into the den of lions. They threw him into the lions because he committed. And now these people who conspired to do this, they're going to get caught what they're really trying to do, and they're going to be executed? No way. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to undo it. And when something like that happens, wow, the world is really shaken to the core. And we don't. This type of things don't happen in Golos. It's impossible. And get a better appreciation of this. This idea that I just told you now, it's like Exodim Shicha. I never understood this. I was very naive. I thought you commit a crime. You commit a crime. Eventually you'll get caught. You'll only get caught if the books aren't written yet. If you commit a crime and it's established that you did not commit the crime, you're safe. You're safe. I didn't appreciate that, but that's the way Golus is. You have to create, the psychology, the mind of a criminal. In the mind of a criminal, it's amazing. I saw this incredible documentary on this. Mind of a criminal, you commit a crime. The most important thing is right after you commit the crime, you right away create the narrative of what happened, which means I didn't do it. You right away establish immediately set it up. So you only have one chance to make a first impression. You gotta get it right. When you commit the crime, you have to right away establish how it happened. You do that, you're safe. You can never undo it, even though it's a sheker. That's golos. Alma de shikra. For these people to be caught and to be thrown into to the lions, this is a nes. This is me'ein olam haba. This is the ikvus of the Mashiach. Such a thing that really, I'm telling you seriously. It's like all of the things that you deal with today, all these mashagayim, all these conspiracy theories, you're just wasting your time with mashagas. This is what happened. And you think you're going to change the world? You think you're going to go? You're saying it's in the news over here. His uncle, the nephew of John F. K., he comes out publicly. The nephew. It's in the news, right? I'm not making this up. It's in the news. The nephew of Jack Kennedy. He says, I'm telling you, the CIA killed my uncle. Right? That's what he says. He says he's a candidate for President of the United States. He has a very big platform. He's a candidate for the President of the United States. This is not just some mashug. Very right. And he's going. He says these things. So, it's mamash a joke. He's shooting the mumchim. The experts will tell you that he's a fool for saying this, because even though it's taka true, even though he thinks it's true, and he may know it's true, that's not the reality. Reality is not what really happened. Reality is what is written in history. And to go against what's written in history, you end up looking like a tippish and like a fool. Yeah, we have to appreciate that. That's a very important thing to people. I don't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate that until more recently. You can't do that. This is what it has. This is the history. And it's incredible when you get it in Tanakh, when you learn about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu uncovers wicked people and the Welt now is makir the emes. You're dealing with something that is not from this world, because in the world that we live in Golos, we live in a world of alma de shikra. The koyach does not allow the emes to be revealed to the degree where people will accept it. It's not possible. When Mashiach will come, then there's a revelation of emes. But until it happens, You just see, it's it. It's over. It's too little, too late. The election. You want to go talk about election fraud? You're a tippish. Imam is a tippish. It's over. History has been written. Whoever won the election. You want to go enact certain safeguards for the future? Okay, but to go talk about the past, that's not the way the world works. You have a very only have one chance to get it right. And once you miss that opportunity, even if it's emes, it doesn't work. The Musar of this Mizmor is a revelation of that concept. Pasuk Ches over here, and Rashi, so the Rashi, you're also Blagova Royos, Kilsiv, Amar Malak with the Ray, Pasuk Tes, Vayachshilu, Olim Elushonim, Hakishaloin, Shedimu Lehachshiloi, the stumbling block that the enemies of Daniel tried to bring upon Daniel, it came to boomerang against themselves. All of the people of the world, when they look at Daniel, they look at these people who try to kill Daniel, they mock them. They came upon them when they planned to Daniel. Daniel will rejoice. They will glorify themselves. Al Yoshu the Tzadikim on the Yoshu Libam, and they will praise themselves. Ki bituchim him shakadosh baruch hu beezrasam. They will now be vindicated that their emuna in Hashem is emes. The world will now acknowledge that the emuna that the Tzadikim always had in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it was correct, and the world will have to come to that acknowledgement, and they will be filled with incredible joy. Aradim Yeretz Hashem, tomorrow we begin Samachei, a beautiful mizmor about the Geula HaSida, the future revelation. It's a very good mizmor to begin on Lag BaOmer. It's a very beautiful mizmor. It's a very long mizmor, and it's all about the coming of Mashiach.
The way the Pasuk HaYim Korah is the aftermath of Korah after Aaron's Makdeh. After Aaron's Makdeh by Moshe Kedim, then
they're complaining, I'm coming to Korah. What does it mean over there?
They're going to kill us all here. We're all going to die here because then they try to alone our lev, your action will suck, your holy Kalah, and they're not.
The Miraglim?
Yeah, no, not Korach, after the Mice of Korach.
Korach, oh, after Korach, okay.